What is needed in order to awaken the sincere Jews? Isaiah said in his prophecy, "A remnant shall be saved." From Paul's day to the present time, the Holy Spirit has been calling after the Jew as well as the Gentile. God shows no partiality, RSV, declares Paul, "The gospel is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." This gospel is equally efficacious for Jew and Gentile. When this gospel shall be presented in its fullness to the Jews, many will accept Christ. Only a few Christian ministers feel called to labor for the Jewish people, but to those who have been often passed by, the message of Christ is to come. In the closing proclamation of the gospel, God expects his messengers to take particular interest in the Jewish people. As many of the Jews see the Christ of the gospel in the pages of the Old Testament and perceive how the New Testament explains the Old, they will recognize Christ as the Savior of the world. To them will be fulfilled the words, "As many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Some Jews, like Saul of Tarsus, are mighty in the Scriptures, and these will proclaim with wonderful power the immutability of the law of God. The God of Israel will bring this to pass in our day. As his servants labor in faith for those who have long been neglected, his salvation will be revealed.